from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the French composer Gabriel Fauré. We'll hear his piano trio in D minor, Opus 120. The work was completed in 1923 and premiered in May of that year as part of the National Society of Music's celebration of the composer's 78th birthday. The original performers were pianist Tatiana de Sanzovich, violinist Robert Ketley, and cellist Jacques Pathé. A month later, the piece was performed by the legendary trio of pianist Alfred Cortot, violinist Jacques Thibaud, and cellist Pablo Casals. The work was dedicated to Madame Maurice Rouvier, widow of the former French prime minister. The work is in three movements: Allegro ma non troppo, Andantino, and Allegro vivo, respectively. We have a 1963 recording of the piece, featuring pianist André Previn, violinist Ferry Roth, and cellist Joseph Schuster.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Gabriel Fauré, his piano trio in D minor, Opus 120. Performed here by pianist André Previn, violinist Ferry Roth, and cellist Joseph Schuster. André Previn is probably best known for his film soundtracks. He's won 4 Academy Awards for his soundtrack work, as well as 10 Grammy Awards for his recordings in general, and a Lifetime Achievement Award. In addition to being a film music composer, he's also served as a conductor for various orchestras. He has composed classical works in his own right, both solo piano and orchestral compositions. And he has also worked as a fine jazz pianist in the style of Oscar Peterson. There were 2 periods where he was focusing on jazz, from 1946 to 1967, and again from 1989 through 2001. This classical recording was made at the height of his career as a jazz pianist in the early 60s. 1963 was when this material was first issued as an LP on Columbia. The album containing 2 piano trios, the Gabriel Fauré trio that we just heard, as well as the piano trio number 1 in D minor, Opus 49 of Felix Mendelssohn. This material was reissued on Sony Classical in 2018 as a FLAC download album. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and streaming audio. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for program number 1815. We'll conclude the hour by listening to music of Korean composer Isang Yun, who lived from 1917 to 1995. In the 1950s, he immigrated to Europe, where he studied throughout the continent, settling in West Berlin in 1959. His life story is a fascinating one. I refer you to the Wikipedia article on this composer and his life. In 1967, he was kidnapped by South Korea on suspicion of espionage. He was tortured and threatened with the death sentence. He even attempted suicide while in captivity. He was released in 1969 after a petition was submitted to the South Korean government, signed by over 200 classical performers and conductors. This is a work from 1979. It is his sonata for oboe, harp, and viola. In this composition, the instruments represent characters in an underlying story. The oboe serves as the male yang, the harp as the female yin, and while not specifically stated, it is believed that the viola serves as a rival male suitor. This is the world premiere recording of this piece, recorded in 1980, less than 1 year after its completion, performed by oboist Heinz Holliger, harpist Ursula Holliger, and violist Hirofumi Fukai.
Thank you.
Music of Isang Yun, his sonata for oboe, harp, and viola, completed in 1979, this recording from 1980. This work has been described as instrumental theater, as each instrument symbolizes a character in an underlying story. There is no plot line described here, so one is left to use their own imagination as to dialogue and how the story actually unfolds as the piece unfolds. Performed here by oboist Heinz Holliger, harpist Ursula Holliger, and violist Hirofumi Fukai, respectively. From a 2002 compact disc on the Camerata label containing two Isang-Yun compositions from the 1970s. The other composition featured here is a 1975 work, his Concerto for Violoncello and Orchestra with cellist Siegfried Palm and the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Hans Zenner. An equally innovative and dynamic composition, which will undoubtedly feature on a future edition of Classics and Beyond. Music of Korean composer Isang Yun, who spent much of his life in Germany. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you would like to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, that is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Please feel free to email me with your questions, comments, and suggestions for future Classics and Beyond programs. Also, don't forget to visit our blog and website. A wealth of information for you there about Classics and Beyond and other Quality Radio Productions programs. And that website would be qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Or you could just do a search for Quality Radio Productions in the search engine of your choice. Undoubtedly, you'll find us that way as well. This is Jake Longwell, again thanking you for listening. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.